好，我们请翻开讲义哈。
Let's get into our notes。
讲义的第 B number seven。
Let's look at D seven。
我们继续来谈挪亚的故事。
Let's continue studying about Noah。
我们用不要做害羞的事，来谈挪亚醉酒的事情。
We'll use do no shameful thing to look at an event of Noah。
挪亚醉酒之后肉体，那肉体这个是害羞的事情。
After Noah became drunk, he became naked, and being naked is something that's shameful.
不晓得你在回想你的生命过程当中有没有一些很 embarrassing 让你觉得很害羞的事情。
I don't know if you think back into your life, if you can think of different times where you felt embarrassed or shameful.
我小时候很好强。
When I was young, I was very curious.
好强，总是要赢。
I was very competitive. I always had to be number one.
有一个好朋友，常常跟我一起走路上学。
And there was a good friend that used to walk to school with me.
他很会跑步。
And he was very good at running.
有一天说，我不会不服输啊。
And so one day I said, I'm not going to lose to you.
我们来比赛。
Let's race.
我说我数一二三就开始跑。
I said, I'll count to one, two, three, and then we'll start running.
所以我数了，我还没有数到三，我自己就先跑。
And I started counting, but before I got to three, I started running.
他跑很快，后来他代表什么意思？他跑很快。
And he ran really fast.
他就要超过我了。
And so he outran me.
我不服输啊。
And because I'm a sore loser.
他超过的时候，我脚就伸出去。
And so as he was passing me, I stuck my foot out.
他就跌倒了。
And he tripped.
而且他还骨折，他的脚就骨折。
And he broke his foot.
那我们那时候很小，我小学一二年级，很小。
We were really young. I was in first or second grade.
我很怕，因为我闯祸了。
And I was afraid because it was my fault.
我本来没有错，那天晚上他妈妈来找我妈妈。
And of course that night his mom came to find my mom.
我一直啊，因为我怕被人家打，人家会说没有啊，没有啊，我没有做什么错啊。
And I was afraid to be beat, so I said no, it wasn't me. I didn't do anything wrong.
我现在每次想起来都觉得，哎呀，真的是很丢脸啊。
Every time I think about this, I feel very shameful.
我很想跟那个朋友说对不起。
I really want to say sorry to that friend.
那个朋友啊，他长大之后他做个水电工。
After he became older, this friend went to work in a water and power company.
有一个 basement 啊，他那边有水，有没有漏电他不知道。
There was a hydroelectric plant and there was a leak in their basement and he didn't know about it.
他走进去了。
And he walked in.
后来死了。
And he died there.
所以我现在要想，实在 sorry 都没有人可以去讲 sorry.
And so even if I wanted to apologize to him now, there's nobody I could say sorry to.
人在一辈子过程当中，有时候会做一些糊涂的事情。
During our lives, people will make mistakes and do some pretty dumb things.
挪亚也是一样。
And Noah is the same.
神用洪水毁灭当时的世界，是要洗干净。
The reason God used the flood to destroy the world was to clean the world of sin.
但是罪恶被洗干净了，但是人心里面的欲望跟罪还是存在的。
But even after sin was destroyed in the world, the desires of man still existed.
所以那个人心中的罪性从他们中
出。And so the sinful nature of man still came out of the ark.
从挪亚的故事来谈三点。
Let's look at three points from the story of Noah.
为什么挪亚会做害羞的事情？
Why did Noah commit such a shameful act?
那如果有人做害羞的事情，我们是选择遮盖还是选路？
And if somebody commits a shameful act, do we hide it or do we reveal it?
我们再谈一谈挪亚从这种羞辱当中醒过来。
And we'll talk about how Noah woke up from his shameful act.
其实挪亚做害羞的事情是在他经历信仰的高峰时候。
Actually, Noah committed this shameful act after he reached a high point in his faith.
我们来看创世纪的第九章二十节。
Let's look at Genesis chapter 9 verse 20.
创世纪九章二十节。
Genesis chapter 9 verse 20.
九章二十节。
Chapter 9 verse 20. Verse 20. And Noah began to be a farmer, and he planted a vineyard.
这边提到挪亚，他在洪水之后出来了。
Here it says it talks about how after Noah came out of the ark after the flood.
当时全世界只有他们家八个人得救。
At the time, only the eight people in his family had been saved.
你看呢，他后来成为人类的这个重新繁衍后代的一个家长哦。
And so he became the forefather of the new family.
那神也称他是义人。
And God, and he was righteous in the eyes of God.
啊，神又给他看彩虹之约。
And God showed him a rainbow and made a covenant with him.
所以一切都是那么样的美好。
So everything was wonderful.
啊，所以他就做起农夫来了。
And then he became to be a farmer.
啊，然后就栽了葡萄园。
And he planted a vineyard.
他的生活安定啊。
His life was peaceful.
有时候我们做害羞的事情，有时候会在我们信仰高峰之后。
Sometimes we commit shameful acts in the high points of our faith.
因为我们没有挑战，生命没有挑战，不再警醒。
Because when we don't have any challenges in our lives, then we are no longer watchful.
以利亚什么时候开始逃命的？
When did Elijah start to run for his life?
是从加密山下来之后。
It was after he came down from Mount Carmel.
加密山他能够求天佛改变以色列人的信仰。
On Mount Carmel, he was able to pray for fire from heaven to change the life of the Israelites.
能够让父亲的心转向儿子，让儿子的心转向天父，让天父的心转向他的百姓。
He was able to turn the hearts of the sons to their fathers, the hearts of the fathers to the God in heaven.
啊，他能够求雨，雨就从天上降下来。
He prayed for rain, and rain fell from heaven.
一切是那么的美好。
Everything was wonderful.
然后神又让他呢，好像有轻功一样的，树上要然后跑到这个亚哈的马前面。
And then God gave him supernatural strength and ability to run before, run ahead of the chariot of Ahab.
一切都是。啊，那么的美好。
Everything was wonderful.
啊，结果他跑到耶斯列的门口。
But then once he got to the gate of the city of Jezreel,
这是他失败的开始。
This was the beginning of his failure.
以前他是过着隐藏的生活。
He used to live a life, a hidden life.
隐藏就是当你在一种储存生命啊，你在储存一种 energy， 跟神过一种灵交的生活。
To live a hidden life is to live a life where you're hiding a kind of energy with God.
那如今他显露自己了、
but then he exposed himself.
来到这个城门口，大家一定会赞美他。
Because once he got to the gate of the city, everybody must have praised him.
他最后受不了亚哈王的太太一句话，是要杀他。
And then he was unable to bear one sentence from the wife of Ahab saying that she was going to kill him.
那最后在罗亭树下求死。
And so he prayed for death under the tree.
所以那个差距很大，在高峰。
So this was a huge difference. He was in the high point and he just fell overnight.
大卫王在逃亡的时候，信仰没有失败过。
When David was fleeing, his faith never failed.
事实上，他写了很多的诗歌。
Actually, that was when he wrote many songs.
每个诗歌都是他的祷告。
And every psalm was a prayer of his.
所以在困难当中呢，我们常常逼我们亲近神。
So during our difficulties, often it forces us to draw close to God.
他什么时候做害羞的事情呢
？When did David do a shameful act?
当他的阿兵哥出去打仗了。
It was when his mighty men went out to fight.
当他成为南国跟北国的王了。
When he became the king of both the northern and the southern kingdom,
他觉得那个打仗不重要了，他在皇宫里面睡大觉。
And he felt like fighting is no longer important, so he was sleeping, napping in his palace.
他觉得没有人生没有什么大的挑战了，反正将军可以take care.
And he felt like there were no big challenges in his life. His army could take care of everything.
那就是那个时候犯罪。
It was during that time that he sinned.
今天你什么时候软弱呢
？Today, when are you weak?
你什么时候做害羞的事情
？When do you commit shameful acts?
有时候就在你回去 NYTS 回去之后。
Sometimes it's after you go home from NYT.
你在这里，你抓到神了。
Here you reach God.
你祷告那么深入。
You pray into the depths.
你回去就觉得啊，你是像刚刚早上乌迪传道讲的，变成无敌铁金刚。
And then when you go home, you become like what Pastor Rudy said this morning. You're invincible.
你就放松了。
And so you just let go.
If a man is overtaking any trespass,
and then you commit a shameful act.
所以今天的话，我们要特别小心。
So today we must be especially careful.
我记得有一个 NYTS 的学员这样见证。
I remember there was an NYTS student who testified.
他说，其实那次 NYTS 他祷告没有特别的感受。
He said actually during that NYTS he didn't have any special prayers or special feelings.
所以他有一点点失望。
And so he was a little bit, he felt a little hopeless.
那八月的第二个礼拜、他的家人就带他们出去 vacation。
On the second week of August, his family took him out on vacation.
他说他决定了，就在那个时间呢，继续追求神。
He said he decided that during that time he would continue to pursue God.
虽然他们到山上去露营
，even though they went to the mountain for a vacation，
继续带着圣经啊，在读圣经。
He took his Bible up there and read it.
跟他爸爸讨论启示录。
And he discussed Revelation with his father.
他突然他在祷告当中也更下功夫。
And during his prayers, he prayed even harder.
所以他在下山之后呢，他信仰。更爬起来了。
So after he came down from the mountain, his faith actually went up.
所以我们呢，你在回家之后真的要小心。
So you must be careful after you return home.
其实我们以前说过，你走出去，魔鬼就在等你。
Actually, we've said before, once you walk out that door, Satan's waiting for you.
要小心。
You must be careful.
挪亚为什么做害羞的事情
？Why did Noah commit a shameful act?
我们看第十章。
Look at chapter 9.
in front of you and back of you, and really think about, do I want to see this person in 5 years?
Chapter 9, verses 20 and 21.
Are we going to see this person in 5 years?
20, Noah began to be a farmer, and he planted a vineyard. 21. Then he drank of the wine and was drunk and became uncovered in his tent.
I wish I was given this question to myself, because when I look back in some of my old SEC pictures or even NYTS pictures,
let's look at 1 Corinthians.
I don't see a lot of them anymore in church.
1 Corinthians.
And it's actually really, really sad. So the people who are you're sitting next to,
verse 31. Chapter 10, verse 31.
It is
10, verse 31.
And it's a hope that all
therefore, whether you eat or drink, or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God.
From now,
we must glorify God when we eat and drink. Since Noah planted a vineyard, of course, then he drank of the vineyard. We must remember, at the time, that there were seasons, but before the flood, there were no seasons. You could plant, pick whatever you wanted off of
the plant. 以前的人大概也没有储藏食物的习惯，因为到处都是食物嘛。
And so people in the past probably didn't have a habit of storing food for different seasons because you could get food anytime you wanted.
那如今有冬天呢？冬天要来了，那冬天没东西吃怎么办呢？
But now that there are seasons, winter's coming in. What happens if there's nothing to eat in the winter?
那葡萄放久了就自然产生就 fermented 很自然呢。
And if you leave grapes for too long, then they naturally become fermented.
那你可能会哎呀，以前也没有吃喝过这个东西，来喝喝看到底怎么一回事。
And so maybe you never drank these kind of things before. You figure, let me just give it a taste, see what it's like.
在生活当中。
We may be the one that is paralyzed. The person next to you may be the one who is paralyzed.
And so in his life, very slowly and very inadvertently, he became drunk. A lot of times in our life, in many natural occurrences, if you're not careful, then we fall into sin.
And what I've learned too
for myself, the Bible says not to become drunk.
You
know, many states, you have legal drinking ages 18,
but those really simple words of, I'll pray for you is so powerful. And the Lord teaches us to love one another and bear each other's burdens. So for this prayer,
that's a 21's okay.
To remember those people who are sitting next to you.
21? I think so.
And to pray to God to say to him that
And how come
how come a lot of college kids get drunk?
From a year
from now,
they buy beer, right?
5 years from now,
10
years from now,
How do college kids get drunk?
Tell me, please.
It's illegal, they just do it.
Oh. 所以你们到学校去哦，交朋友真的很重要。
So when you go to school, it's very important who you make friends with.
真的，如果你交到一些爱喝酒的朋友啊
，If you make friends with people who really like drinking，
哦，真，我听说你们参加什么那个什么符号那个
，fraternity。
fraternity。
I hear that people join fraternities。
他们说你join那种 fraternity 之后呢，啊，你一进去就叫你要先喝，先学这个，是不是
？And a lot of times when you
有没有这个事情？
我不知道。
有听过这样的事情，请举手来。
How many of you have heard of fraternities that make you drink when you go get initiated?
有的时候你们很多人听过，对不对
？You've heard of it, right?
你们功课有的不错啊，你们就被 accept 到这个 fraternity。
And so you don't do your homework and you go get accepted into these fraternities.
什么叫 fraternity in Chinese? 兄弟会，姐妹会。你们就被接受了。
And so you get accepted into these fraternities and sororities.
那听说进去之后有很多的好处。
And I hear that once you get in, you get a lot of benefits.
可是呢，第一课就是要喝酒。
But the first lesson is you have to drink.
看你胆子大不大。
To see how good you are at it.
真的，你们要小心哦。
Really, you have to be careful.
因为这个生活当中的吃喝呢，你一不小心就踏过了那个界限。
Because if you're not careful, then you will cross the line.
虽然他好像是那么样的自然在生活当中里面的
Even though it seems like they're living free lives
你看那个参孙哦，他到亭拿那边去，到一个地方去。
You look at Samson when he went to Timnah.
他看到一个小姐很喜欢。
And he saw a woman who he liked.
其实这很自然的，你们看到小姐都会喜欢嘛，对不对
？Actually, this is natural. When you see a woman, you like her, right?
对不对
？Right.
这很自然嘛，对不对
？This is very natural.
可是呢，不自然的就是说，就是在这个你在一夜一个间，就是说，他就很 insist 一定要娶这个人做太太。
But what was unnatural was that Samson insisted on making her his wife.
爸爸说，难道在以色列人当中你找不到老婆吗
？His father told him, "Could you not find a woman in the midst of the Israelites to be your wife?"
参孙就是我一定要她。
Samson said, "I have to have her."
所以你在生活当中好像看得很喜欢，这本来是很自然的事情，但是你一坚持，你就。
And so in our lives, we see many things that are natural, but if you insist on something, then you'll cross the line.
所以生活小事当中，你真的要小心哦。
So you have to be careful in the little things.
你看参孙这件事情，其实他爸爸妈妈早就不看好这个婚姻。
Actually, for Samson, his parents already said this isn't going to work.
啊，果然结婚之后他们就不高兴了。
And of course, they did not have a happy marriage.
你们结婚之后，那个 feast 不要办得太。超过你们的 budget.
After your feast, you should not have after your wedding, you should not have a banquet that exceeds your budget.
那参孙为什么会跟人家赌博，你知道吗
？Why did Samson have to gamble?
你是那是赌博，他跟人家赌啊，我猜个谜语给你猜，如果猜不到，你给我多少衣服，就是你给我多少钱的意思啊。现在来讲就是这样子啊。
He gambled, right? He made a bet with some people and said, if you can't guess my riddle, then you have to give me how much money or clothes.
那为什么他要赌博呢
？Why did he have to gamble？
因为这个 feast 可能太贵了。
Because maybe that banquet was too expensive。
你知道他们要吃几天吗
？You know how many days they had to eat？
他们要吃七天呢。
They had to eat for 7 days。
在我们家白吃白喝七天，那我不是破产了吗
？Of course, if you eat for 7 days and nights, then you will go broke。
所以哦，你们这个，除非你们很有钱哈、哦，很有钱，那也很有爱心，说，哎，我要把弟兄姐妹通通请来吃，我很高兴，大家一起高兴。但是不要借弄，知不知道
？And so, unless you're loaded and you have a lot of love, then don't have a crazy banquet.
很多人借弄之后，以后很难还的。
Because then you'll have to take out a loan for it, and once you take out loan,
那你想说我弄 interest rate 那么高，我借Las Vegas 走一趟
？Then you have such a high interest rate, you can't pay it off. So you say, only go to Vegas and try to make it back.
那结果你一去，哇，又输了更多的钱。
But once you go to Vegas, then you lose even more money.
你跑老婆一气之下就把你离婚了。
And then your wife divorces you.
参孙的例子就是这样子啊。
This is what happened to Samson.
参孙的老婆就是一天到晚吵，一定要那个 riddle 的答案。
His wife just kept bugging him every day, saying, "I want the answer to your riddle."
一直哭，一直哭。
And she kept crying.
所以参孙结婚之后没有高兴的一天哦。
And so Samson was not happy for one day after he got married.
后来这个他老婆把他的秘密泄露出去了。
And later his wife leaked out his secret.
一生气就走了。
And once she got angry, then she left.
爸爸说：“哎呀，刚结婚不要这样了，把你太太带回来了。”
So once he got angry, then he left. And his father said, "Wait, don't be so angry like that. Bring your wife back. Go get her back."
结果一回去啊，老婆不见了。
But once he got back, oh, his wife was gone.
他业务说：“我看你一定是很恨你老婆的，所以我把她送给你的陪伴了，送给你最好的朋友了。”
His father said, "It looked like you really hated her, so I gave your wife to your best man."
你的好朋友是谁
？Who's your best friend?
他。
Him.
如果你的老婆变成他的老婆，你怎么样
？What would you do if your wife became his wife？
气死了，对不对
？You'd be really mad。
又不能揍他，对不对
？Would you punch him？
我想不会，好朋友嘛。
You're good friends, probably not。
所以你就拿那个狐狸出气啊。
So you would take some foxes。
拿灵机出气啊。
And then you would vent your anger that way。
把狐狸绑在一起，然后就烧尾巴，让他们自己跑啦。
And so you would tie the fox's tails together and then set them on fire, let them go.
啊，邻居就很生气，哎呀，是谁家把我们家的田都烧掉了？是谁呀
？So his neighbors got really angry. Who set all our fields on fire with
foxes? 参孙的老婆啦，参孙的老婆啦。
It was Samson's wife.
啊，结果啊。很可怜啊！你读故事啊，三叔老婆好像是被烧死了，是不是
？And it's actually very sad. If you look in Judges, actually, it looks like his wife got burned alive.
我很久没有读那个故事了。
It's been a while since I read it.
死得很惨啊
！But she died a very painful death.
所以我要说的哈，就是说你那个不幸的事情哦，不幸的事情常常从生活当中一些小事啊，慢慢啊，越来越大。
So what I'm actually trying to say is that unfortunate things in our lives happen from small things that become bigger and bigger.
所以你们在生活当中要注意一些小细节哈。
And so in your lives, we have to look out for the small details.
你们很多人都很热心哦。
Many of you are very fervent.
但是很多人没有注意小细节。
But many people.
生活当中的小细节。
But not many of us look at the pay attention to the details in life.
我帮助神训班哦，我从神学院毕业就开始帮助神训班。
I started helping with the TTP class after I graduated from TTP.
以前的人哦，真的听到那个传道在正道，哇，要服侍神， 祷告之后被神得到感动，我就跟传道讲，传道帮我祷告，我有要当传道。
In the past, pastors used to say that you have to serve God, and then people would just all of a sudden be moved and tell the pastor, Pastor, I'm going to be a pastor.
十年过去了。
And after 10 years,
现在他们在哪里？
Where are they now?
有时候听到他们的故事。
Sometimes I hear their stories.
那个传道跟我讲一个同龄的故事。
One pastor told me of the story of a brother.
我叫他不要跟我去那个外国，他就是要跟我去。我知道那个外国哦，有一个姐妹很喜欢这个弟兄啊。
I told that brother not to go with me abroad because I know abroad there's a sister who really likes him.
结果他去他家了。
And he went to her house.
妈妈也在家哎。
And her mom was there.
在里面，以为妈妈在家没事啊。
And you figure if her mom's there, then nothing can happen.
两个人在房间里面。
But the two were in a room.
完蛋了。
And that was it.
不要想要服侍神了，没有机会了。
There's no way for him to serve God anymore.
你们以为你们很刚强哈。
You think that you're strong.
很多很 minor 的跟你们讲不要男女单独在一起这样一个 minor 的生活事情
There are a lot of minor things we tell you like don't be alone with someone of the opposite gender
在一起很危险你知道吗刚才跟烈火在一起会怎么样
It's very dangerous to do that It's, what is it like to play with fire
刚才跟烈火
I'm sorry what is it like when you take a
spark dry wood and violent fire not violent fire
what happens when you take dry wood and violent fire
会怎么样
What happens?
很可怜啊
It's very sad.
你知道吗不是 NYTS 毕业就保证你以后会得救
And just because you graduate from NYTS, it doesn't guarantee your salvation.
不是 NYTS 毕业你将来就一定会很热心哦
Just because you graduate from NYTS doesn't mean you're going to be fervent forever.
因为生活当中你小细节你不去注意
If you don't pay attention to the details in your life.
Post NYTS activity,我是不反对的。
I am not against post NYTS activities.
但是你们真的要小心。
But you have to be careful.
记得要出去一定要 odd number 出去啊。
You have to
number.
You have to go out in odd numbers.
哎，不要，一定要三个、五个、七个，知不知道
？You have to have 3, 5, or 7 people.
不要四个这样子，知不知道
？Don't go out with 4 people or 4 people.
不要到电影院去，知不知道
？Don't go watch a movie.
哎。不要那个在房间里面锁住只有你们两个人，知不知道
？Don't go into a room and lock it with only 2 people
inside. 你别玩火。
Don't play with fire.
这是生活当中的小事情啊。
These are the little things in life.
你没有办法，你真的有时候你在 in certain kinds of 在 certain 就是在某一种环境下面哦 ，you cannot help it， 真的，你没有办法。
A lot of times when you're in a certain situation, you can't help it.
很自然的你就完蛋了。
It's very natural that you will just lose it.
所以你要聪明一点哦。
You must be smart.
要了解魔鬼的诡计。
You must understand how deceitful Satan is.
我们来看其实创世纪第九章。
Let's look at Genesis chapter 9.
创世纪第九章。
Genesis chapter 9.
再读21节啊。
Let's look at verse 21.
21节。
21. Then he drank of the wine and was drunk and became uncovered in his tent.
那个喝了酒哦。会喝醉的。
After you drink wine, you will become drunk.
我们在这里有成人呢，哈，我们已经讲过了。当然，喝酒不是醉了，但是你要选择场所。
We have adults here, and we know that we've said that drinking is not a sin, but you have to be careful.
但是对年轻人来讲，真的你不要喝酒。Period. No alcohol. Period.
But if you're
even after 21.
But if you're a youth, then you should not drink alcohol. Period. Even if you're past 21.
啊，结婚之后再说好不好
？You can drink after you're married.
哎，然后只有跟老婆一起啊。
And you can only drink with your wife.
在你的房间啊。
In your room.
而且不可以喝醉酒啊。
And you can't get drunk.
生病也可以喝啦。
You can drink it when you're sick too, though.
因为喝酒，你这个年纪你不知道怎么控制，你会喝醉的。
Because at this age, you don't know how to control yourselves. You'll get drunk.
你喝醉之后很多后遗症的。
And once you get drunk, then you'll have many regrets.
我们看箴言31章第四节。
Let's look at Proverbs chapter 31, verse 4.
箴言31章第四节。
Proverbs chapter 31, verse 4.
31章第四节第五节。
Chapter 31, verses 4 and 5.
31章四节五节。
Chapter 31, verses 4 and 5.Verse 4, it is not for kings, O Lemuel, it is not for kings to drink wine, nor for princes intoxicating drink. 5, lest they drink and forget the law and pervert the justice of all the afflicted.
你喝了醉酒，神的律法，你就把它忘得一干二净了。
Once you become drunk, then you throw the law of God to the side.
真的喝醉酒之后，你会变得胆子很大，你什么都敢做。
Really, after you get drunk, then you'll feel very brave and you'll be willing to do anything.
神的律法你就忘记了。
And you forget the law of God.
我们再看何西阿书七章第五节。
Let's also look at Hosea chapter 7, verse 5.
何西阿书七章第五节。
Hosea chapter 7, verse 5.
七章五节
Chapter 7, verse 5.
七章五节
7, verse 5. In the day of our king, princes have made him sick, inflamed with wine. He stretched out his hand with scoffers.
这边说呢，因酒的烈性成病，酒真的会让人生病哦。
You know, it says that princes have made him sick, inflamed with wine. Wine can make people sick.
你的肝啊会硬化哦。
One of your organs will become hard.
Your liver, huh?
Your liver will become hard.
你看那个而且你真的会有时候乱性乱性会酒会带来你大胆然后就在性生活上面就不知道怎么样了
And then you will not know what you're doing because you can't think
我们看箴言
Let's look at Proverbs
箴言的第二十三章
Proverbs chapter 23
29节到34节啊
Verses 29 to 34.
29节到34节
Verses 29 to 34. 29. Who has woe? Who has sorrow? Who has contentions? Who has complaints? Who has wounds without cause? Who has redness of eyes? 30. Those who linger long at the wine, those who go in search of mixed wine. 31. Do not look on the wine when it is red, when it sparkles in the cup, when it swirls around smoothly. 32. At the last, it bites like a serpent and stings like a viper. 33. Your eyes will see strange things and your heart will utter perverse things. 34.Yes, you will be like one who lies down in the midst of the sea, or like one who lies at the top of the mast, saying, 35. They have struck me, but I was not hurt. They have beaten me, but I did not feel it. When shall I awake that I may seek another drink?
这个就是喝酒的情形, huh?
This is what happens when you drink.
刚开始喝下去啊, 这个他说下咽舒畅了, 刚开始喝下去觉得很好。
When you first drink it, it feels good. It swirls around smoothly.
说的哦、但是终究是咬你如蛇，刺你如毒蛇。
But at the last, it bites like a serpent and stings like a viper.
所以你们小时候小弟就告诉你们一个故事啊。
And so when you were younger, I told you a story.
挪亚他栽种葡萄园的时候呢，有魔鬼来帮他浇葡萄园了、
啊。That when Noah was planting his vineyard, Satan came to help him water it.
那第一个撒旦所用的就是。羊的血啊，用羊血帮挪亚浇葡萄园。
And the first thing that Satan used to help Noah water his vineyard was the blood of the lamb.
那第二次呢？撒旦用的是猴子的血来浇葡萄园。
The second time he used the blood of a monkey.
那第三次呢？用猪的血来浇葡萄园。
And the third time he used the blood of a pig to water the vineyard.
所以人喝酒之后就是这样的感觉。
And so this is the kind of feeling people have when they get drunk.
喝了第一口，哇，很舒服啊，好像抱着一只羊，很温暖啊。
After they first drink the first sip, it's like they're holding a lamb. They feel warm.
第二口喝下去的时候呢，哇，那个手脚都像猴子了，不太安定了。
After they take the second sip, then their arms and legs become like a monkey.
第三口喝下去之后呢，就像猪一样脏了。
And,
我们中国话叫变猪哥了。
And after they have their third sip, then they feel like a pig. They feel they are dirty.
他就可以做一些肮脏的事情。
And they can do dirty things.
33节说你必看见怪异的事情。33节。
Verse 33 says, your eyes will see strange things.
这个或说看到淫妇了。或说看到淫妇小字哈。
Or,
有没有小字？
没有
小字啊。那你就换就好了。
Oh, okay.
或是看到那个 adulterous woman。
Or it's like you see an adulterous woman。
那你就会发出怪妙的话。
And then you will utter perverse things。
所以我以前跟大家讲过一个故事。
And so I've told you another story before。
真的，你喝酒之后你会看见一些比较奇怪的事情。
Really, after you drink, you'll see strange things。
有一个人呢、他跟他老婆要去在路上、看到一个 bulletin board 了，上面是。喝啤酒的广告。
There's a man driving around with his wife, and he saw a billboard that was advertising for beer.
那这个 beer 是一个穿得很清凉的小姐呢，那握了一半打的这个 beer 这样子。
And the billboard had a woman wearing almost nothing, holding a half-full bottle of beer.
然后他太太就问那先生说，是不是？我喝了这个啤酒之后，就会跟那个小姐长得跟那个小姐一样啊。
And the wife asked the husband, "Is it true that if I drink that beer, I will look like her?"
他先说不是了，是我喝了之后，你自然就长得跟她一样、
And the husband said, "No, after I drink it, then you will look like her to me." Because after you drink wine, then your eyes will see strange things. And you will lose your eyesight, you will lose your ability to judge. And you will be like one who lies down in the midst of the sea or at the top of the mast.
你祷告的时候不是会摇来摇去吗?
When you pray, don't you shake back and forth?
那个喝醉酒也是摇来摇去啊。
It's the same when you get drunk.
所以其实你不要喝酒, 你祷告就好,
so actually, don't drink, just pray. You can get the same moving sensation.
你信不信啊? 一样,
do you believe me? It's the same.
一样是 getting very high, 哦, 那个 emotionally high too, 哦。
You get emotionally high either way.
真的，真的，不是我说的，这是真的。
This is real. This isn't just me talking.
所以不用去买酒，你祷告就自然就身体就会摇了。
So don't go buy beer. Just pray, and your body will shake.
圣经上是这样讲的。
The Bible says that.
我们看以弗所书第五章。
Let's look at Ephesians chapter 5.
第十八节，他把那个喜乐哦，把它对等啊，那好的部分然后不是不好的部分了。
Then this talks about joy in chapter 5, verse 18.
五章的十八节。
Chapter 5, verse 18.
五章十八节,
Chapter 5, verse 18, and do not be drunk with wine in which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit. So it actually compares getting drunk with being filled with the Holy Spirit.
你得圣灵哦,你不会感觉像猴子一样啊,也不会感觉像猪一样,你会感觉像那个羊一样那么温暖啊。
When you get drunk, you won't feel like a monkey or a pig, but you'll feel warm like a lamb.
但是你真的喝醉酒之后呢,你就是啊,整个人茫茫渺渺这样子,茫茫渺渺。
But when you get drunk, then really your whole body just sways back and forth like that.
你们小时候也可能跟你讲过这个故事。
I may have told you this other story when you were younger.
我以前读大学的时候有一个室友。
Back when I was in college, there was a roommate. I had a roommate.
他很爱喝酒。
He really liked to drink.
他晚上常常去bar。
And he used to go to bars at night a lot.
因为我们共用一个洗手间嘛。
Because we shared a bathroom.
有一天我晚上起来上洗手间。
So one night I got up to use the bathroom.
我不知道他怎么躺在洗手台那边啊。
And I realized how come he was just lying prostrate on the bathroom.
我想把他扶起来，他说：“某某人，你怎么了？”
And I wanted to lift him up and ask him, "Hey, are you okay?"
Yeah.
And that's what he did.
听不懂。 听不懂他在讲什么啊?
I couldn't tell what he was saying.
他有那么重, 哎呦,算了,
and he was really heavy, so I was like, forget it. I just
我就睡觉了,
and I just went back to sleep.
隔天早上起来,
the next day when I woke up,
他醒过来了,
he had woken up.
我说, what's going on with you yesterday?
I asked him what happened to you yesterday.
开始讲话,讲话漏风啊,
and when he was talking, I still couldn't understand because he had lost a tooth.
为什么?我说你牙齿为什么不见了?
I said, what happened to your tooth?
昨天我跟人家打架, 被人家knocked down one tooth.
He said, I got in a fight with somebody and they knocked out a tooth.
为什么打架?
I said, why'd you fight?
我不知道啊, 喝了酒之后就这样子了。
He said, I don't know, I just got drunk and it happened.
回来就一直吐, 然后就躺在那里。
And he came back and he kept throwing up and then he just lay there.
所以诸位, 真的不要喝酒。
And so really, don't drink wine.
你这个年纪, don't drink. 你绝对不要喝酒, 也不要跟喝酒的人做朋友, 要不然的话, 你也麻烦。
So at your age, don't drink and don't be friends with people who drink or it'll get troublesome.
不是你想喝酒啊。
Sometimes it's not that you want to drink.
是你跟你一起出去的人他邀你的。
It's that other people you're with invite you.
真的,他会讲, hey, are you man? Are you man?
And they'll say, hey, are you man?
Just one drink, right? One zip. Are you man?
That's what they'll say.
你们在大学应该要比较 independent 一点比较好。
You should be more independent in college.
在高中当中呢，也许朋友对你很重要。
In high school, maybe friends are really important to you.
那大学之后呢，你应该学习做你自己。
But starting from college, you should start to learn to be yourself.
Dare to be different, 哦。 你要知道你可以不一样，你要勇敢，你可以不一样。
You should be brave. You should be dare to be different.
要知道你是。 是从大河那边过来的人。
You should know that you came from the way of the big river.
这个亚伯拉罕被称为希伯来人。
That Abraham became called a Hebrew.
希伯来就是从大河那边go across over. 你们就是属灵的亚伯拉罕的子孙。
A Hebrew means one who crosses from across, who is from across the river, and you are Hebrews. You are spiritual Hebrews.
所以不要喝醉酒了。
So do not become drunk.
是要醉在圣灵里面。
But we should be drunk and filled with the Spirit.
那如果有人喝醉酒了。
If somebody becomes drunk.
那也羞耻了。
And they become ashamed.
你要选择, 啊, 来为他们遮盖, 还是选择显露他们呢?
Will you choose to hide their shame or expose it?
我们看创世纪9章22节。
Let's look at Genesis chapter 9, verse 22.
9章22节。
Chapter 9, verse 22.
9:22.
Chapter 9, verse 22. And Ham, the father of Canaan, saw the nakedness of his father and told his two brothers outside.
23节,
23, but Shem and Japheth took a garment, laid it on both their shoulders, and went backward and covered the nakedness of their father. Their faces were turned away, and they did not see their father's nakedness.
我们看到这个兄弟所做的不一样,
we see that these brothers did different things.
就是迦南的父亲韩啊, 他们是选择去expose, 选择把这个 爸爸的这个羞耻啊，告诉别人。
Ham, the father of Canaan, chose to expose the nakedness of his father.
有人在问说，为什么神咒诅迦南呢？ 因为这边谈到是韩看见自身父亲的赤身呢。
Some people ask, how come God cursed Canaan? And it's because here it says that Ham exposed his father's shame.
为什么挪亚, 难道挪亚会做错事情吗？ 挪亚为什么咒诅迦南呢？
Now, how come Noah cursed Canaan?
我在想哦，韩，如果你仔细读，韩也有很多的孩子啊。I'm
thinking if you continue to read, Ham actually had many children.
但这边提到说是迦南的父亲，所以啊，这个显露羞耻的事情呢，我小弟这样想，一定是跟迦南有关系的。And
so I'm thinking that exposing shame has to do with Canaan. It says here Ham's the father of Canaan.
你看圣经哦，如果有人错哈，我们是要当面哦，让大家不在的时候呢，要指出他的错来。 是当你跟他在一起的时候，不是在众人面前指出他的错来。
From the Bible, we see that if somebody is wrong, you should expose him, but only to himself in private and not in front of everybody else.
除非那个事情已经影响到整个教会，很严重，很严重了。
Unless this has spread to the entire church and it's a serious problem.
大卫做了害羞的事情。
When David committed a shameful act.
拿单知道这个事情，因为神跟他讲。
And Nathan knew what happened because God told him.
拿单怎么做呢？
What did Nathan do?
他只有去找大卫一个人哦。
He only went to find David.
而且跟他讲一个故事。
And he told David a story.
大卫说，哦，那这个人该死。
And David said, this man must die.
然后就那个人就是你。
And Nathan said, this man is you.
所以拿单没有去跟他其他的太太讲，或者请任何大臣讲，没有的，就是跟大卫讲，目的是让他可以在神面前悔改。
And Nathan didn't go tell David's otherwise or tell the whole city, but he only told David with one goal so that David could repent.
所以我们看箴言的25章第9节。
So let's look at Proverbs chapter 25, verse 9.
箴言25章第9节。
Proverbs chapter 25, verse 9.
25章第9节
25 verse 9
25章第9节
Chapter 25 verse 9 Debate your case with your neighbor and do not disclose the secret to another.
即使你跟隔壁邻居吵架，你也不可以把别人家的缺点讲给其他人听，知不知道？
Even if you have a fight with your neighbor, you can't tell those problems to other people.
我跟他吵架，我很气这个人啊，我知道他很多缺点，我就跟大家讲，这个是很不道德的事情啊。
If I become really angry at this one person, I go tell everybody about his shortcomings. This is not right.
连吵架都不可以讲别人的，不可以跟别人讲这个人的隐私哦。
Even if we fight with someone, we can't go tell other people about their hidden things.
我们来看看16章的20节。
Let's look at chapter 26, verse 20.
20节到22节,
verses 20 to 22.
26章20节到22节,
chapter 26, verse 20. When there is no wood, the fire goes out, and where there is no talebearer, strife ceases. 21. As charcoal is to burning coals and wood to fire, so is a contentious man to kindle strife. 22. The words of a talebearer are like tasty trifles, and they go down into the inmost body.
大家都很喜欢听那个那些八卦。
People like to hear these tales.
八卦是什么呢? 八卦就是人家那些收藏短的事情，就是人家那些，你越八卦，人家越爱听这样子。
People like to hear gossip.
但是实际上不是这样讲，他说你这个听到有人又在 gossip， 你就不要帮忙传这些事情啦。But
the Bible says that if you hear this gossip, then you should not try to help spread it.
我问你一个问题哦。Let
me ask you a question.
耶稣基督复活40天，对不对？
Jesus resurrected for 40 days.
他没有到处跟人家讲说，你看犹大怎么死的？有没有跟人家到处跟人家讲？
Did he go around during those 40 days telling people, do you know how Judas died?
就是卖我才死的啦。
Because he betrayed me, so he's dead.
死的。
He's dead.
好。
Good.
耶稣有这样做吗？
Did Jesus say that?
他的羞耻，耶稣，你看复活之后都没有再提这个人事情。
After Jesus resurrected, he didn't talk about any of Judas' shameful things.
活着的时候只讲一句话，这个人不要活着倒好了。
He only said one thing when Judas was alive. He said it's better if this man was not alive.
所以对别人家的错误，你不用 不用传。
And so you don't have to spread other people's wrongs.
不用 gossip.
You don't have to gossip.
我的传道啊，我年轻的时候，我们的传道跟我讲几个故事，我到现在都还记得。
When I was young, my pastor told me a few stories that I still remember.
他说有一个姐妹很喜欢 gossip.
He told me there was a sister who liked to gossip.
然后听了道理呢，她还是不改。
And even after she heard sermons about this, she would not change.
结果主耶稣啊，就让她的这个嘴唇啊开始。变得很丑，就是肿起来像猪一样哦，变猪嘴巴。
And so God allowed her mouth to grow into what looked like a pig's mouth.
那他说另外一个例子。
And he told me another example.
有个弟兄很喜欢传舌。
There is another brother who liked to also spread gossip.
那神为了教训他，就让他掉下巴，下巴就掉下来了。
And in order to punish him, God allowed his jaw to drop.
你没有掉过下巴吗
？Has your jaw ever dropped?
这个有的人天生会掉下巴。
Some people are born like that.
我最近遇到一个人，他这样讲啊。
I recently met somebody who told me.
他说要放回去哦，要先打麻针呢、啊，打完之后再放回去，要不然光这样把它放回去很痛。
He said that in order for a doctor to put your jaw back, you have to get Novocaine because it really hurts.
其实哦，神会显露了。
Actually, God will expose.
我们来看，但以理书二章二十二节。
Let's look at Daniel chapter.
如果你知道什么事情，你可以跟教会讲，但是不要跟不必要的人讲。
2:22 If there is something that needs to be said, you can tell it to the church, but you don't have to go tell it to other people who don't have to hear it.
那教会有一些成熟的长辈啊，会帮我们解决这些问题。
And there are some those who are older in church who are wiser, mature, and they can help take care of the issue.
我们看但以理书二章的二十二节。
Let's look at Daniel chapter 2:22
二章二十二节。
2:22He reveals deep and secret things. He knows what is in the darkness, and light dwells with him.
所以神暗中啊，知道暗中所有的光明也跟他同在。所以有神暗中所有的他都知道啊。
And so, what is in the darkness? God knows all of that.
所以我们今天呢、啊，要信赖神呐、啊，哈。
And so today we have to trust in God.
有一次小丽参加一个 seminar.
Once I attended a seminar.
那是好几十年前哦。
This was over 10 years ago.
有个姐妹祷告起来啊。
And there was a sister who got up from prayer.
她没有跟其他人讲，只跟传道讲了。
And she didn't tell anybody else. She just told the pastor.
那是对的。
And this was right.
因为这个不可以传，因为也没有证实啊。
Because there was something she said that she had no proof for, so you can't
spread
that.
传道，我刚刚祷告的时候看到一个工人做恶事。
She said, Pastor, in my prayer, I saw a worker doing an evil thing.
哇，这回事啊？怎么你祷告会看到工人做坏事呢
？And I thought, how can you pray and see this worker doing this thing?
我说你这个。不可以随便传哦，你是为了让一个人哦，伤害一个人的名声很大。
And I said you can't just go spreading this around because you'll really hurt this person's reputation.
那时候小弟好像还在当时，刚神学院毕业不久吧。
At the time, I think I had just graduated from TTP.
因为事情很大，所以我就跟当时的总会负责人做一个报告。
And since this was seemed like a big deal, I made a report to the General Assembly members.
两三年之后呢，那个工人的。事情呢就爆发出来。
2 or 3 years later, this what this worker did actually came out.
神会显露人的错误啦。
Because God will expose others' wrongdoing.
但是有个人随便做个梦，你怎么知道是真的假的？你不可以随便乱讲的。
But if somebody just has some random dream, you can't just go spread that to everybody.
但是小弟也无论在非洲或在美国，也常常听到这样的事情。
But I do hear these things happen, whether in Africa or in America.
所以神是在教会里面，他的眼睛是很明亮的，他可以看出。人错误，如果神不允许这个人继续做下去的话
，And so God's eyes are working in this church. If God doesn't want somebody to continue serving,
所以我在真耶稣教会当传道越久越害怕。
And so in as I the longer I serve in this church, the more scared I get.
因为这里真的有神哦。
Because God really is here.
你没有一个人呐、啊，就是说在恩期之内不赶快回头啊，最后他连机会都没有了。
And so, if somebody does not turn around when he has a chance, then in the end, he will lose his opportunity.
其实，当你做错事情的时候，最好的是自己认罪悔改。
Actually, the best thing to do after you commit a sin is to repent.
你很害臊啦，你就悔改啦。
And just
认罪啦。
Just admit that you're wrong and repent.
我们来看箴言二十八章十三节。
Let's look at Proverbs chapter 28:13。
箴言二十八章十三节。
Proverbs chapter 28:13。
箴言二十八章十三节。
Proverbs 28:13. Chapter 28, 13. He who covers his sins will not prosper, but whoever confesses and forsakes them will have mercy.
真的，你一直遮哦，你没有办法亨通的，因为你那个罪担一直在你里面。
Really, if you keep holding it inside, you're not going to be able to bear it because that burden just
keeps weighing down on you. 那你在神面前承认，甚至在人面前承认。
But if you admit it before God or even before man,
你发现到你就被释放啦，神就怜悯你啦。
Then you'll feel that you have been released. God will forgive you.
哦，所以真的，你有害羞的事情哦，你要。自己 expose it, 自己要 expose it.
And so if you have shameful acts, then you should expose them yourself.
有一次一个传道人在那边做见证，我听了，我记在心里面了。
Once I heard a testimony from a pastor that I remember.
他那个时候可能还是神学生哦，还是毕业了没有，忘记了。
He may have been a TTP student or just about to graduate.
因为这个传道很帅又很高啊。
Because this pastor is very handsome and very tall.
在外面工作啊，特别有女人缘呢。
And so when he was working, 什么女人缘？
特别这个姐妹特别欣赏了。
Sisters really liked him.
有一次一个慕道者，哇，特别喜欢这个，不晓得是神学生还是传道，很喜欢他哦。
And there was a truth seeker once who really liked this either pastor or TTP student at the time.
他就跟一个比较年长的传道讲，怎么办呢？他那么喜欢我怎么办呢
？And so he went to tell an older pastor, what am I supposed to do?
那个人长传道讲说，你告诉你老婆啊，不是很简单，告诉你老婆啊。
And the older pastor said, it's very simple, just tell your wife.
那个学生真的回去告诉他老婆，哎，老婆，一个姐妹喜欢我怎么办
？And this TTP student actually went home and said, hey wife, this person likes me, what do I do?
他老婆很简单啊，请他来一起吃饭。
And his wife said, oh, this is simple, just invite her to dinner.
所以夫妻两个人就请那个慕道朋友一起吃饭呢、啊。
And so this husband and wife invited this truth seeker to dinner.
本来可能变成一个很大的 shameful thing， 可能啦，我不知道是不是。如果你把它藏起来的话呢，那就越来越糟糕了，不是吗
？Something that if you had kept hidden could have become a very shameful thing. Wouldn't it be worse if you just kept it hidden？
如果你也不告诉比较年长的同工，你就是让那个 chemical 那个 yeast 那个酵素一直在这边化作。
If you don't tell this to an older pastor and you just let this yeast continue to build and get bigger,
那到最后可能会做，可能啊，魔鬼试探的机会就比较大。
Then the opportunity for Satan to tempt you is greater, and you could do something
wrong. 所以你自己要 expose it， 不是让别人来 expose it， 你自己要把它显露出来啊。
And so you have to expose it yourself, not for somebody else to expose it for you.
你这样子你认罪了你就会得亨通啊。
In this way, then you will be released.
如果我们选择不去像这两个哥哥这两个兄弟一样哦不选择显露挪亚的罪。
If we don't choose to be like these brothers who exposed their father's sin,
他们不但是不显露，还是为爸爸遮盖羞耻。
Or to be like the other two brothers who not only did not expose their father's shame, but also covered it for him.
他们怎么做的？圣经上记得很清楚 ，every detail 告诉你很细节，每个细节都告诉你哦。
What did they do for their father? The Bible records every detail of what they did.
拿一个衣服一定是大大长长的，对不对？你想想看哦。
They took a garment. You can imagine it's probably a long, large garment.
放在肩上。
And they laid it on both their shoulders.
倒退走啊。
They walked backwards.
看到脚了，对不对哈？
And they hit something.
不是啦，是一个 leg 嘛。
Oh, they saw the leg of their father.
定的嘛，对不对哈？
You have to see his leg, right?
然后就把这个衣服呢，这样放下去。
And then they let down the garment on him.
All the detail, 告诉你每一个细节都告诉你了。
It records every single detail in here.
就是我们对人的缺点，你就是要这样子。
This is what we should do, when it comes to other shortcomings.
我不是说你都不要讲，你要讲要跟教会讲。
I'm not saying you shouldn't say it. If you have to tell somebody, tell the church.
Right party.
Or tell the right person.
不要 spread rumor, 不要 gossip.
Don't spread rumors, don't gossip.
那如果你这样做会怎么样呢？
And if you do that, then what will happen?
我们来看一下箴言十七章第九节。
Let's look at Proverbs chapter 17, verse 9.
箴言十七章第九节。
Proverbs chapter 17, verse 9.
十七章第九节。
Proverbs 17, verse 9.
17:9
He who covers a transgression seeks love, but he who repeats a matter separates friends.
真的，你会带来整个团体的爱啊。
Really, you will bring love to the entire group.
不是那个人会爱你，你整个团体也比较少，就是说事情会比较容易来解决啊。
Not only will that person love you more, but then in this body, in this group, things will become easier.
我们看彼得前书四章第八节。
Let's look at 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 8.
彼得前书四章第八节。
1 Peter chapter 4, verse 8.
四章第八节。
Four verse eight.
四章第八节。
Four eight. And above all things, have fervent love for one another, for love will cover a multitude of sins.
真的，你爱可以遮掩很多的罪过。
Really, love will cover a multitude of sins.
如果你真的爱他，你应该单独跟他讲。
If you really love them, you will tell them individually.
啊，提醒他哈。
And to warn them.
啊，然后让他在神面前悔改。
So that they can repent before God.
真的爱可以遮掩很多过错的。
Really, love can cover a multitude of sins.
我们看到挪亚最后醒过来了。
We see that in the end, Noah woke up.
你也会知道挪亚没有再记载他第二次喝酒啊啊露体的事情。
And then you also see that the Bible doesn't record that he made the same mistake again.
啊，所以我们不要再犯同样的错。
So we should not commit the same sin.
诸位，我们。每年都要进步啊！
Every year we need to improve.
我们常看到有的孩子啊，他每年来参加神训班或者是 SSC， 每年都在悔改同样的罪。
We often see that students come to NYTS or SSC year after year, and every year they're repenting for the same sin.
有的人不知道已经犯了很严重的罪了。
Some people don't know they've already committed a serious sin.
跟他讲不可以再做了。
And I tell them you can't do this again.
他回去一样再做。
And they go back and they do the same thing.
那这个错不只是一个，两个，哎呀，这个怎么办呢？
And they don't just commit the same sin once, they or with one person, it's twice or with different people.
这个到最后灵性都丧失了。
In the end, you lose your soul.
我不晓得你已经跟你讲不要再换，你不但再换，而且又跟不同的换，这个哪里有的救？我在想，这哪里有的救呢
？I don't know what else to say. I tell you not to do this anymore, and they go back and they do it with somebody else. There's no salvation anymore.
当你有错的时候
，So when you commit a sin,
你要祷告主耶稣哦。
You must pray to God.
你怎么样回去不再做同样的错
？But how you can go back and not commit the same sin?
一个很重要的事情哦。
There's a very important thing.
你要调整你的环境。
You must adjust your surroundings.
调整你的朋友。
Adjust your friends.
调整你生活的作息。
Adjust the habits of your life.
你一定要换一个，就是如果你回到同样的 lifestyle， 同样的一个 friends for environments 的话，你没有办法拔出来的。
If you go back to the same lifestyle, the same friends, the same environment, you're not going to be able to pull yourself out of it.
如果你觉得那个地方会犯罪，你转学啊，不要在那个地方了啦。
If you feel like you're going to commit sin there again, then transfer to a different school.
你的灵命重要还是学校重要
？What's more important, your soul or your school?
所以我们一定要求主耶稣给我们智慧。
So we must ask God to give us wisdom.
怎么样？你回去不要再犯同样的错了。
How can we go back and not sin the same sin?
你要从过去的羞辱得到学习。
We must learn from the shameful past.
每次我跌倒了，你要知道你在哪里跌倒，要从那个地方站起来，就不要犯同样的错误。
If we know that we've fallen in a certain place, we should know that we don't fall there again.
没有错，我们人有时候都会做一些羞耻的事情。
It's true, as humans, we will commit shameful acts sometimes.
但是呢，如果一直换同样的，我就觉得没有什么太多 excuse 可以讲了。
But if we
在神面前可能没有了哦。
But if we keep committing the same act, then I don't think there are really any excuses left for us.
所以你要学习去了解神的旨意是什么。
And so we must learn about God's will.
挪亚在不再犯罪之后呢，他一直的长进，也了解神。他就长进，也可以了解神的旨意。
After Noah left and stopped sinning, then he was able to understand God's will even more, and he was able to improve.
我们早上提过了啊。
Let's look at something we talked about this morning.
我们看九章。
Let's look at chapter 9.
24节、25节、26节。
Verses 24 to 27.
24。
Verse 24, so Noah awoke from his wine and knew what his younger son had done to him. 25. Then he said, Cursed be Canaan, a servant of servants he shall be to his brethren. 26. And he said, Blessed be the Lord, the God of Shem, and may Canaan be his servant. 27. May God enlarge Japheth, and may he dwell in the tents of Shem, and may Canaan be his servant.
这个闪啊，是神是闪的神，这是挪亚的祝福。
Shem, God is a God of Shem. This was a blessing from Noah.
那闪是后来他的子孙到东方来了。
And later, Shem and his descendants went to the east.
所有的宗教是从东方出来的。
All religion has come from the east.
真耶稣教也是从东方出来的。
The true Jesus Church is also from the east.
所以神的确是东方人的神。
And so really, God is a God of the eastern people.
那这个寒的意思是 energetic or energy. 它就是跟这个寒的意思就是 energy and black 哦。寒的意思啊，如果你查字典的话，有这两个意思。
If you look up the meaning of the word ham, this name it means energy and also means black.
他们这些人后来就移到这个非洲这块地方。
His descendants later emigrated to Africa.
所以African American 他们真的 athletic 很多很多这个 energy 很多运动家从这个民族出来。
And so actually, you see a lot of athletes come out from this race.
那你也看到有些人啊，不是每一个。非洲裔的人呢、啊，有些人的确成为奴隶啊。
And also you see that some people from this race, not all, but some or many become servants.
White, fair.
The word Japheth means fair or white.
And
they are expansive.
这些人真的后来遭挪亚的祝福啊。 他们的确是帐篷一直扩张啊。
And so according to the blessing of Noah, the tents of Japheth really did become enlarged.
今天我们不再换罪之后，我们要更了解神的旨意是什么。
And so today, besides not sinning, we have to learn about God's will even more.
所以求主耶稣给你智慧哦。
So may God give you wisdom.
不要再做害羞的事情。
To not commit shameful acts.
最近我遇到一位妈妈。
Recently, I ran into a mother.
她的孩子是NYTS毕业生啊。
Her son was a graduate from NYTS.
很立志要服侍神的一个人呢。
And he had a great determination to serve God.
也认真了好久一段时间呢，为神这样子在神国里面认真的工作。
And he had also fervently served God for his kingdom for a very long time.
但是后来好像他妈妈一直哭他现在的情况。
But recently, his mother can't stop crying about his situation.
弟兄姐妹，我们不要以为自己站立得稳，来到NYTS我们就完全了。
Brothers and sisters, don't feel like we can stand strong that we're okay or perfect because we're at NYTS.
真的，你要注意你生活当中小的事情、吃喝的事情、小的事情。
Really, we have to watch out for the minor details in our lives, what we eat, what we drink.
我们不要重复犯错误，我们要警醒。
Let's not repeat the same sins. Let's be watchful.
请你注意你的环境，你的朋友。
Please be watchful of your environment, of your friends.
当你在最软弱的时候，请你记得打电话给那些属灵的人。
In your weakest moments, please remember to call those who are spiritual.
让他跟你一起祷告。
So that they can be with you, so that they can pray with you.
一失足成千古恨，再回头已经是百年身。你走错哦。 你要再回头已经很辛苦了哦。If
you go down the wrong path, it'll be very hard to go find the right one again.
愿主耶稣让我们不做害羞的事。May
God help us to do no shameful thing.
我们再把517首唱一次。Let's
sing hymn 517 again.
保持站立，默祷。
Let's remain standing and praise songs.